More now on our story this morning about a leading child literacy expert warning more children are starting school with poor language skills. The director of the Child Wellbeing Research Institute, Professor Gail Gillan, says teachers report more young children speaking like toddlers. She says the root causes are complex, including household stress and parents working multiple jobs, leaving them little time to spend with their children. Screen time is also a factor. Professor Gail Gillan is with us now. Morena.
Morena, thank you. Good morning.
In this study that you did, what kinds of words did you find that children were able to say? Essentially, exactly what are we talking about here?
Yes, well, it is concerning that children are coming into school with lower levels of oral language, which means that they may have more limited vocabularies. They may have difficulty listening to the sound structure in spoken words, or with their speech development, or expressing their thoughts. So what we've been really looking at is how can we really accelerate their oral language development if they do come into school with lower levels? And what are the most effective ways that teachers can be enhancing these skills?
We seem to have a slightly bad line to you. I'm not sure if you're on speakerphone or anything like that, are you at all, Professor Gillan?
No, I'm just on my phone. Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah, it's a little bit woolly. We'll carry on for now. So the knock on effect of this happening. So a child starts school, they're not able to understand sound structures. What are those knock on effects to their learning?
Well, the main effect that we're looking at is the influence on their early literacy development, and we really want to get children off to a great start with their literacy. So we're focusing on those aspects of oral language, like vocabulary, like phonological awareness, that will really support stronger early reading and writing.
And why is this happening?
Well, the factors are quite complex, but what we do know is that environmental factors and genetic factors can influence children's oral language development. And one of the great ways, of course, to enhance children's early oral language is through lots of talking, lots of conversations, and reading books and sharing stories with young children. So we're looking at aspects that we know from the research will really help them develop those oral language skills, such as quality shared book reading, engaging children in quality conversations, and taking lots of turns in those conversations.
Is that something that's happening in households, or do you know or suspect that it's being eroded?
Well, busy lifestyles mean sometimes that conversations with young people can be more limited, and that we tend to give instructions or we're asking children to do things. But what we're really encouraging parents to do and to teachers to do is really extend those conversations and think about more interesting vocabulary to use, or sometimes slightly harder vocabulary that children won't necessarily be picking up, and explaining to them what those words mean and talking about those words. So using lots of language with children is really important.
You mentioned screen time as well, that's also a factor in this. I guess it's screen time. Are you talking about the screen time of the parents taking them away from having conversation with their children?
Well, we didn't specifically look at that aspect in our research, but just from other research, of course, activities that are being used in ways that aren't necessarily facilitating their language, we would be concerned about. So rather than using the screen as just a passive activity, if you can engage children talking about the stories that they're seeing on the screen or the games they might be seeing on the screen, and engaging them in quality conversations around those activities, that's going to be much more helpful.
So what is your advice to both parents and teachers in this?
Well, enhancing early oral language development is absolutely vital if you want your children to have a great start with literacy. And the factors from the research that we know are really important are bringing your attention, bringing children's attention to the sounds within words, so lots of sound play, rhyming games, rhyming stories, and really extending their vocabulary. So engaging children in quality children's storybooks and talking to them about the pictures, talking to them about the stories, and extending their vocabulary will really help support them with their early literacy.
Thank you very much for your time. That's Professor Gail Gillan there, Director of the Child Wellbeing Research Institute.